I'm Gabriel Spitzer, you're listening to Sound Effect, and for our last story about beginner's luck, we turn now to one of those things that no amount of experience can prepare you for, your first child. Sylvana Clark is a speaker and author who lives in Bellingham. Almost 30 years ago, she was home with her husband and her infant daughter when she found herself in a life-or-death situation, desperately in need of a little luck.
So it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sitting in this comfortable rocking chair. I have my six-month-old baby in my arms, and I'm feeding her. And I'm thinking, you know, my life is perfect. I have a perfect child, and this should be like a Hallmark commercial because everything's so wonderful. There's just a little nightlight, and so I can see her eyes, and she's looking at me. And again, I'm thinking, oh, life is good. And then suddenly I feel this like a whoosh over my head. And then it comes back and it's this kind of whoosh. So I turn on this table lamp and I look around, and there on this lacy white curtain is a bat. And it's horrifying. And so I grab my baby and I scream and I run into where my husband is. And I'm screaming. I'm saying, there's a bat in the baby's room. Get it out. Get it out. So he jumps up and he says, well, listen, I'll just remove the screen from her window and then I'll swoop the bat to fly out the window. And that was great. So he's just getting ready to go in the nursery, and I scream really loud because I've looked down and there is blood all inside my baby's ear. And so the only thing I can think of is that bat has been sucking the blood out of my baby. So we change tactics, and he calls 911. And the 911 dispatcher says, well, you have to kill this bat. It has to be dead, and then you have it tested for rabies. But she said, make sure your entire body is covered, because bats that have rabies, they do strange things, and you don't know what's going to happen to you, so make sure your body is covered, but kill that bat. So my husband runs down to get his bat-killing clothes on, and I'm looking at my baby, and by now she's crying because she senses this tension, and she's screaming and screaming, and I'm sure there's foam coming out of her mouth. There wasn't, but in my mind, she was already encumbered with rabies. So my husband comes up, and he has on these rubber boots, he has blue jeans, he has his ski jacket, and then garden gloves, and his motorcycle helmet with the visor down. And he yells, I hear him, he goes, I'm going in. Oh, and then he's holding his weapon of choice, which is a tennis racket. So he was going to kill the bat with the tennis racket. So he goes in the nursery, and I hear this banging. I hear a shelf fall down. I hear him tripping over things. And he comes out and he says, I can't do it. I can't do it. There's a baby bat attached to the big bat. So it got even worse. Well, just then the phone rang, and it was someone from the health department who had been contacted by the 911 dispatcher. And he said, yes, you have to kill the bat so we can test it for rabies. But do not hit it because you can't damage the brain. That's how somehow they test for rabies. So the brain has to be intact. So he tells my husband, get a mason jar, a large mason jar, capture the bat in the mason jar, put the mason jar over the exhaust pipe of your car with the engine running, and in 20 seconds, the bats will be dead. So again, my poor husband runs down to the garage and he's looking for a mason jar. And this health department guy goes on, he says, Sylvana, your daughter's life is at stake. Your husband needs to meet me in 20 minutes at the Greyhound bus station, and we are going to ship the bats to my colleague who will test them for rabies. But we can't miss that bus, so don't be late. And so I'm thinking, you know, this is not a Hallmark commercial anymore. It's the Blair Witch Project. It was just horrible. So So Alan comes up and he's holding up his mason jar and he runs into the nursery. And again, I hear things crashing around and there's things falling. And he comes out and he's triumphantly, he holds up this jar and there's two bats in it. And he has it covered with a copy of Goodnight Moon. And he runs down. And so I start to relax because I'm thinking, you know, in 20 seconds, the bats will be dead. He'll make it just in time to the Greyhound bus station, and at least we'll know what the next step is. So I look at the clock on my nightstand, and 1 minute goes by, and then 2 minutes goes by, and there's no car leaving, and then 3 minutes, and then 4 minutes, so I'm panicking. I run down there, and my poor husband is crouched next to the car. The engine is running. He's got the mason jar over the exhaust pipe, and he looks at me, and he says, "They won't die." And the baby bat has his eyes kind of rolling, and then the big bat is sort of fluttering the wings just barely. And I mean, it's just horrible, but our daughter's life is at stake, and we don't know what to do. And my husband's always been a creative thinker, and suddenly his face lights up and he yells, "We'll nuke them in the microwave." And he jumps up and runs into the kitchen. And I admit, my first thought was, I'm buying a new microwave. But we got in there, and he turned the power on, and the bats died. And he grabbed the jar and raced off to get to the bus terminal. And then waiting for the results was just the worst. Just waiting. It was horrible. But like all Hallmark commercials, it was good news. The bats did not have rabies, and so my daughter was going to be okay. And for anyone that likes facts, it takes 8 seconds to kill a bat in the microwave.